Isn't it wonderful to get to see how we assume what's supposed to be, what's supposed to happen, whether in terms of the weather, in terms of work, in terms of schedule, what we should be doing or shouldn't be doing, what we know, what we don't know. So today we've had a very immediate reminder that the universe, the incomparably profound and minutely subtle universe of Dharma unfolding, appears as it is this moment in the midst of our getting to see. We don't want to be flooded. This is work too hard. I don't know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing. What I'm doing isn't working. We're supposed to have a break now. How come? Oh no. There's a phrase that I've talked about in the past that I've encouraged others to work with, and I occasionally work with. Namu Dai Bosa, being one with the great Bodhisattva. Being one means being present, means embracing, being united with what we encounter. Great, of course, has nothing to do with great or small. Great has to do with the manifesting Dharma. Now we see this, if I use a stinky word, absolute being manifested. That's great. The great Bodhisattva is being flooded. The great Bodhisattva is who and what we are. Whether we do things that work or do things that, oh, even though I'm doing it, it's not working. Even though I'm doing it, it's making a mess. It's not as easy as I wanted, or it doesn't end. Endless, endless, endless work, endless dimension, universal life, is the absolute that we don't know about, despite the fact we make statements, believe things about it. It's not supposed to be messy, and yet the flood floods everything that we have in mind about how it's supposed to be. And it gives us the opportunity to give ourselves away to working, to assisting others. I appreciate all the work that all of us have done, whether here at the Zen Center, whether at my house where it was flooded, or elsewhere. Taking care of the flooding is taking care of the Dharma that's manifesting. It's taking care of the flood Bodhisattva, which is nothing but who we are. See, that's Namu, is being one with liking what's happening, being one with not liking what's happening, and yet doing our best to come in. That's why, in a way, it's mysterious. Rarely encountered mystery that is our life, and yet it's always just this moment physical, mental, inside, outside, all together is just manifesting this mystery that's called Great Bodhisattva. That's called our life. See, when we say Namudai Bosa, what we're saying all together is just being this, that is our life, being this everyday nothing special. And of course, some of it, quote, pleases us, and some of it doesn't please us, and some of it disturbs us, and some of it we don't want to work on. I've had enough of this. How many times do I have to clear up this drain and soak up this water, and more water comes? See, that's our practice, whether the water that's coming is from outside into a basement or in our mind, body, thoughts, feelings. All sorts of different forms of water to take care of as long as we're alive. When we're dead, we'll take care of different kinds of them. And seeing the spirit of Bodhisattva in our pitching in together. There's something that needs to get done, and we pitch in all together. That's Sesshin, which is unified mind, unified functioning. And that's Namu Dai Bosa. And that's why I've encouraged some of you to use it when you encounter particularly difficult situations, to work with that. I've written about that somewhere, but I've talked about this in the past. Because we need to use what's skillful, what enables us to be present, what's skillful to be with what's hard to encounter, whether it's other people or rain that comes and comes and comes and comes and comes and comes and comes. You all have much more to say than I do, so I'll stop now and see if we can talk about this together. Talking about our practice together. Just like our practice together when we sit in the Zendo, and it's all very simple and straightforward, and yet we can discover how unsimple we can make it just sitting still, just walking, not doing anything else, just walking in line. And somehow we can add to it. And that's our opportunity to then give ourselves back to the just walking, just breathing, just sitting, just. See, and just isn't small, though when you pick up a stick, just is the stick small. When you pick up the universe, just is the universe, boundless. Okay. I think it's much better for us to... Jeff, good.
Well,
good
stuff. I really like to work, but I really like to get out of work, too. And it was very interesting to, have the request, mm-hmm. and somebody who can come over. Please do if you can, and so-called break. I mean, it was a break. And what was amazing, or what is amazing to me, is how everybody is a bodhisattva. I mean, they're just amazing. Everybody seems to have this beautiful work ability, work ethic ability, and mm-hmm. everybody seems to manifest it differently. And it really is beautiful to mm-hmm. see that unified mind. Even if, you know, people get pissed off at you because they don't like the way you're managing, or, you know, or they get pissed off at themselves, whatever, it's still, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't matter that mm-hmm. there's a little tension, because mm-hmm. I mean, how can't there be a little tension? But really what's so beautiful is the willingness and the sort of mm-hmm. mastery that everybody seems to bring with them to you know, the kitchen mm-hmm. or your flooded basement or walking around here, you know, in session. It's a
yeah. Or the flooded basement down here.
Yeah, or the flooded basement down here. Yeah. Walking in and out the door.
Yeah. Despite the fact that there's a session schedule, reality gives us its own schedule. Just like, despite the fact that we sometimes have a schedule about how the circumstances of our life are supposed to be, whether it's when we're with one other person, or whether it's about how that other person should or shouldn't be with us, or a group.
I think that the metaphor for me that right now makes so much sense is, you know, if I were trying to sit for 5 days by myself, it would be equivalent of, you know, just this basement that just keeps leaking, or just by myself, you know, just it would just be harder. It would just be a lot harder to keep going with all that water, you know, and just, you know, and I actually found this flood kind of fun. I found the whole thing sort of just kind of exciting. And, mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like it's the same thing as sitting with people. It's just, you know, the buoyance of, you know, the energy of mm-hmm. all these different people helping out. And, you know, like what Jeff was saying, there's just something beautiful about a whole bunch of people coming to deal with their leaky basements, which is also a good metaphor, you know. It's all the human stuff that is just kind of at times very difficult, and you know, and so yeah, I think it's a good metaphor for how much, you know, I was thinking about many hands make light work, and it's the same for something about this work, you know. It's mm-hmm. just, it's lovely to be in a room with other people, and it's very different than just being by oneself,
and that means many hands doing zazen.
Right.
Makes light zazen. As long as we can enter for a moment into the many hands room where we are, instead of holding on to, I'm doing zazen by myself here, even though there's all these other people, it's me. And yet it is ours, and yet it's not mine. See, that's the difference. That's being the bodhisattva. Being Namu is being one with, being unified with the absolute bodhisattva that is our life, which is both, quote, little, close quote, and, quote, endless, boundless. And boundless is little, and little is boundless.
I noticed while working today was that as long as my attention was focused just on what I was doing, just being present with whatever it was, uh-huh. I don't know what the word is, but things were, let's say, okay.
Uh-huh.
But there were other times when my mind was, oh my gosh, this is such a big problem. Oh my gosh, it's a big problem. It's a problem. Oh no, no, you know, and projecting into, you know, uh-huh. some future time. And what I noticed today, I mean, I think I have that pattern in other areas of life, is how this sort of a con game that went on where, okay, just be present. No, but this time, this is a really big problem. I really need to, get all worked up about it. And it took a while before I saw that.
Uh-huh.
And so.
This time, I really need to.
Right.
Except that we say this time over and over and over. If it really was once every 1,000 times, then fine. But it's the 999 that are also this time. And that we get to discover. See, that's ours to discover when we refuse to be this, enter this moment. Or when we enter it only while we disturb ourselves and disturb the moment and disturb others. Then we get to see that. There's many people, many circumstances, many conditions that we say to ourselves, this is not what I want to be this moment. This is not the Bodhisattva. This is not what the universe should be. It's a mistake. It's a mistake that this is happening. It's somehow true nature or the universe is elsewhere, but this is a mistake that it's happening. That doesn't mean that there isn't a flood to take care of. There might even be things to change about what's working and what's not working and how we're taking care of it. But there's an underlying mistake to the universe that we sometimes say. And when we say that to ourselves, much less to others, when we imbibe that in our functioning, then we're giving away our opportunity to be who we are. To be this that we always are, this Bodhisattva life. We give away the opportunity to be present without added suffering and stress and harm to ourselves, to others. No difference. Yeah.
Yeah, just taking from what you just said, I think you were referring to moments of stress and strain and crisis that we have. We kind of reject them. This is something wrong here. This shouldn't be happening. Yes, and I have to say that I noticed for me, in moments of nothing happening, seemingly, of what I experience maybe as boredom, that I, moment by moment, I reject those as well. This is not, this is nothing.
This is nothing.
This is, this is certainly nothing profound or absolute about this. This is, I kind of reject moment by moment these times where seemingly nothing is happening. Certainly, during a session, during certain moments of sitting, I think, what is this? Not that it's a mistake, but it's not anything to value or to pay attention to. Or and I kind of reject it.
When I look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation. Bodhisattvas vow. Just now. Now we see this, hear this. It isn't now we see this because it's special now, but now we see this. Now we acknowledge what's always so for us and everyone we encounter, and yet we can refuse what's so. See, we have that option, making ourselves difficulties when we need not have them. And taking for granted that making the difficulties is the right way to function is skillful, or at least it's what I'm used to, and after all, that's what I should do. Yes, thank you.
I thought it was interesting that we happened to be here for the Sesshin, and this happened, and we're lucky that, and I hope nothing's happening in Springfield that's bad, but I mean, it was like, well, we're fortunate to all be here,
right,
able to deal with this together right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it fortunate? Because otherwise we'd all be in Springfield, or those of us who'd be in Springfield doing Sesshin, and all of this would be flooding. Or maybe it wouldn't flood if we had been in Springfield Sesshin. It was the power of our Sesshin that gave us the flood here. Because we needed the opportunity to practice in that way. See, it's hard for us to embrace a universe that offers us opportunities that aren't the ones that we want. See, that's the point of this universe is wrong. Not Namudai Bosa, to this universe as it is. But, oh, I can only be with the universe that fits me, that fits my ideas.
Two examples of my life of functioning and appreciating functioning is, one, I was going to say straightforward, one being that I've had a lot of opportunity this year to be present with growing up. And,
with throwing up?
Throwing up. And I always notice that I have such a resistance for that to happen.
Mm.
And it happened last week. And it was very interesting. I just, I noticed, okay, here we go. And I just really wanted to be present with just no resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And just letting it happen, and it was interesting. It's just another example of the wisdom of life functioning, and how much do I resist that, and how can I get in the way, and how can it be, you know, more uncomfortable, and yet there it was, and period, done. So that's one example. And the other example, today I appreciated the functioning of my mind, reminding me of the people that I know are out of town. And so there were all these names coming to my mind that I felt, oh, they're out of town. So making an effort to contact them in some way, or finding a way for them to be, you know, informed about there may be something that needs to be taken care of. So, you know, these minds just coming. So there's so many examples of them in life where there's just a little spark of a thought, take care of this, do that, and then acting on that. So again, just being with that and following it, not getting in the way.
Thank you.
And there was also initially thoughts about, you know, I noticed a lot of thoughts about what the water was. Like at first I thought maybe it was sewage, and I noticed mm-hmm. a reaction about that. And then I sort of, well, and maybe I hoped it wasn't, but maybe there was. And then, no, wait a minute, this is just rainwater. This is just mm-hmm. water. Like when I walk outside, mm-hmm. it's the same thing. So I really don't have to be afraid of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, put on shoes and, you know, but it's, you know, there was like that initially, it was like, what is this that I'm stepping on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm not sure how, but we will have to continue dealing with some of this for the next day and a half, and therefore, please excuse if the Sashin schedule is somewhat different. I'm not sure how. I've seen some of you today, and I will see everyone else that hasn't been seen today. And I also will see everyone tomorrow. And we may adjust the schedule somewhat, or I might adjust mine, or maybe some other people might have to, depending upon what we discover when we see the basements, see the water that's coming in. Who knows? Is the rain done? Is the rain not done? Does it go the way we predicted? This morning, someone told me that they had checked the radar and there was only a small line of showers that were going to come through Champaign, and then it was clear behind that. That's what they told me. They had checked the radar. And somehow, the rain didn't check the radar. The same when we sit. We could start our sitting period, or when we're with someone, and we're say, this is going to be, they're going to be fine to, and natural to have those so-called predictions and expectations. But then we get being just this moment, or get to notice self-centered dream that we're catching ourselves with, and the consequences of the catching, and the opportunity when we see that to make skillful and appropriate practice effort to Namu Dai Bosa, be one with the great Bodhisattva that is our life, that is our encounter as this life moment. Since we are bodhisattvas, we are, all of you, all of us, and everyone you encounter, not just people. Teacups, tea, rain, flood, all of it is just manifesting this bodhisattva, this real form of the universe manifesting. If, when we see it, we can embrace it. Even if we don't see it, embracing it allows us to taste it, to see it, to appreciate it. Okay, thank you all.
Copyright Elihu Genmyo Smith.